Once again, we bring you the thrilling adventures of the Shadow, the hard and relentless fight of one man against the forces of evil. These dramatizations are designed to demonstrate forcibly to old and young alike that crime does not pay. Today you say, I'm investing in savings bonds. Join the payroll savings plan at work. And tomorrow you'll say, there's our dream home, all finished and right down to the last break. Yes, today, join the payroll savings plan at work to buy United States savings bonds. Whatever you want in the future, guarantee it now with the savings bonds. Join the payroll savings plan for your work. Or, if you're self-employed, buy a bond a month at your bank. Don't delay. Your own future, your country's future can't wait. Buy United States savings bonds. And now, the Shadow. The Shadow, who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Years ago in the Orient, Cranston learned a strange and mysterious secret. The hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs. Today's drama, Collectors of Death. Hidden in the wilds of the craggy palisades stands the turreted castle of the European refugee recluse, Herr Bruder. Here in solitude, he gloats over the priceless treasures he has smuggled out of Europe. Tonight, as Bruder finishes his dinner, a sudden mountain storm beats at the windows of the castle.
You will have your coffee in the study, Herr Bruder?
In the study. Hey, why are you not using my best china as I offer?
But we are, Peter. You see the design.
My eyes are weak. I cannot see even from close. But with my fingertips, I know this is not my best china. Why?
But maybe I must be mistaken. We would not sell them with anybody's best china. It is as you have ordered.
Sure. You are sure, Eddie?
Of course, I will.
Perhaps I've been too hasty. Come, I'll take my coffee in the study. A warm fire on a night like this. An easy chair. And a glass of... There he is. Who has been in my study?
Only Marie.
Get Marie in here quickly.
Of course. Marie! Come into the study, Marie.
Is something wrong?
Marie, my painting. Someone has been touching my paintings. I cannot see what has been done, but something has been changed.
Perhaps when dusting the Marie moves.
Yes, that's it, Herr Bruder. When dusting them, perhaps I move.
Oh, no. My coal. There is my coal.
About the desk, Herr
Bruder. And my Renoir.
About the fire. Yes, all.
I must have been mistaken. These dim old eyes, they play me tricks.
It's precious, that's Herr Bruder, to think you do not trust us.
Nonsense, Amy. It is only you that I do trust, eh? That is why I sent to the old country for you, to protect me from thieves who would rob me, steal my treasures.
Thieves?
Yeah, Amy. Thieves. American thieves. Oh, you must help me. You and Marie. You must keep them from robbing me.
Yes, my dear Bruder. Marie and I will do everything to make sure you are not robbed. by American.
And this lovely, authentic bit of Lamo's is worth 10 times what I've bid. Won't somebody say 25?
25?
Margo, don't be silly. That's no more Lamo's than I am Boudin.
Lamont, I just can't help myself at all.
Is that all? I'm offered 25, and this beats the
great 40.
Margo, you can buy those things by the case lot for that.
Silly Lamont, what would I do with a case of them?
50.
I'm offered 50. You will make 75.
Get hold of yourself, Margo. You can't do it. It would be wrong.
75.
It's going for 75. Going? It's going once? Going twice? Sold to the lady for $75. Will you step this way, please, please?
Yes, of course.
Well, here you are, lady. Beautiful thing about you, say so. Shall I have a wrap?
Oh, Father, it'll be easier to dispose of if it isn't.
Very funny. Very funny, I'm sure. 75 even. Thank you. Here you are, miss.
I'll take it, Margo. With any luck, I might drop it.
Oh, stop stewing, Lamont. Just the same, I think we'd better get out of here before the fever comes on me again and I buy the Taj Mahal.
Well, I must admit it's a pretty good imitation. Wait a minute. Take a look at this thing, Margo.
I have. $75 worth.
Margo, this is the real Limoges piece. It's worth 10 times $75.
That's impossible. Why, in these places, they
know. That's the point. These places specialize in fakes and imitations, but this is the real article.
How can it be?
I don't know. I do know this. A few weeks ago, I was reading about a very famous collection of antiques in Opie Dart. The Bruder collection.
And?
I'm almost certain a piece like this was described in that article.
Bruder, whatever his name is, probably decided to break up his collection or turn it into cash.
And sell it for about 1/10 its value? Oh, no.
Well, then what?
Somebody else is liquidating his collection for him.
You mean stealing it?
I don't know yet. There are 3 well-known fencers who specialize in antiques. One of them, a Mr. Otto, might be ambitious enough to want to buy the Bruder collection.
But, Mr. Otto, you said there would be large rewards if I bought you Herr Bruder's collection.
Larger pieces, yes, and I shall pay you well, my dear friend.
But the larger pieces we dare not touch, Mr. Otto. It seems dangerous to pick up these small pieces.
Knick-knacks, my dear girl, knick-knacks. How about the piece of Limoges that you and Amy sold at the auction? Why didn't you bring it here?
You know about that?
It's my business to know about everything, everything.
I thought you'd get much money at the auction.
But instead of bringing it here, you part with it for a paltry $50. And to me, to Mr. Otto, you bring this collection of junk. You're not very bright, sir.
I told you, Amy, you should not be doing this. We will be caught. It is not worth
it. All right, Mr. Otto. We will take your offer this time.
Yes, I knew that an intelligent pair of collectors such as you would see it my way. Here are, my dear friend, the price agreed, I believe.
Thank you.
Come, Emil, the old man will be missing us.
Au revoir, my dear friends. Au revoir. Look here. Look here.
Right here, Mr. Otto.
You heard, look here.
Yeah.
All of them. They must not be permitted to change their minds. You understand?
Yeah.
There's a fortune in the Bruder collection, Lookie. A fortune. It would be short-sighted to let them falter now. Very short-sighted.
It's a perfectly respectable shop.
That's right, Margo. Otto's known to be one of the most prominent antique dealers in town.
But you said he was a receiver, a fence. I thought they operated in dark cellars and underworld dives.
You've been listening to too many radio shows. Come on, Margo, let's go in.
Ah, good day, sir. Good day, madam.
How do you do?
And how can I be of service to you?
We were interested in a gift. Perhaps.
Ah, yeah.
Well, perhaps a trinket. Such as
the... I'm I'm sorry, sir, that new shipment is not classified as yet.
These are precious. Lamont, look at this material.
I'm sorry, miss. I cannot proper find workmanship. As a matter of fact, I just read about a medallion very much like this. In the Bruder collection.
What?
The Bruder collection has quite famous, of course. However, duplicates do show up sometimes.
I'd like to make you an offer for
that. No, indeed, sir. I wouldn't think of selling it until I had checked its authenticity.
Now I am disappointed.
We'll be back, Margot. After Mr. Otto has assorted this collection. Perhaps then, Mr. Otto?
Of course. Of course. Good day, sir. Good day, madam.
Good day, Mr. Otto.
Cranston, you're up to something. What is it?
Trying to find out what's going on. Margot, that medallion came from the Bruder collection. I'm positive about it.
Well, certainly the man has the right to dispose of his collection if he sees fit.
Yes, but Bruder never would. He's a fanatic on the subject of his collection. He guards it with his life. Margot.
Yes?
How would you like to pay a visit to Mr. Bruder himself? Have a little talk about his collection.
Amy, we must stop now. It isn't worth the risk for the handful of pennies you Mr. Otto gives us.
But he is so pleased. A few pieces every night. Soon we have enough to go back to the old house.
I won't let you do it. I tell you already, the old man is beginning to wonder. Soon he starts to check what's in.
Maybe just one more. A clean sweep. We take everything at least. Who are you?
Name's Lukey. Came to keep you from making a mistake, a bad mistake.
I don't understand.
Mr. Otto sent me. I want you to stay healthy. Don't go through with your deal with him, you won't.
We can't do it. The old man is suspicious now.
You had a good idea, Emil. One big job. Clean it all up. But we do it tonight.
No, tell him no, Emil.
Talk loud, sister. This talks louder.
Put away that gun. We don't want trouble.
Like I said, we do the job tonight. As soon as the old man's in bed, we do the work. Upsets me, Amy.
Why don't you get some rest, Stubble? You look tired.
Yeah, I'm tired. My milk. Now he has won my milk.
Here it is, that Buddha.
Oh, good. Good. So I take it upstairs. Then I sleep.
We help you to the stairs, Stubble.
You need not help me up the stairs. I'm not that feeble yet. Good night, my dear.
Good night, Abuda.
Now, Amy, before that horrible man with the...
I don't know you're aware.
Just wait. Suppose the old man comes down.
In that case, I'll take care of him.
You wouldn't.
Stop going. You take the pictures first. Keep it quiet.
Come back. Hey, we have no choice.
Why don't you sit over here and watch? As you work, the sooner you'll be finished.
We'll kill him. He'll think of his
pleasure. That don't. This will...
Don't talk so much, Marie. We must hurry.
What car? Who is it?
I don't know.
Okay. Get rid of whoever it is fast.
Yes, sir.
No, you stay here, Emil. Let Marie do it. Go on.
I can't.
Why have to use this persuader? Go on.
But... Well, all right. I go on.
Are you fool? Let go of my gun.
I catch you by surprise. No, I have the gun.
Marie, what are you doing?
I'm finished. I turn him over to the police, then I confess all. I'm sick of this thieving and lying.
Look, sister, give me back the gun. I'll forget what just happened.
Stand back or I'll shoot.
Give me that gun.
I'll shoot, I said.
I'm coming for you.
Stay back. You think I'm fooling?
Give me that gun.
I warn you. I warn you.
Marie. Marie. Someone has... Marie.
We'll return to the shadow in just a minute. How does a child grow, mentally and morally, I mean? Does the child develop into the citizen the way the infant develops into the man just by the passage of time? Of course not. Or there would not be so many faulty citizens. We all know that, of course. Yet I wonder how many of us tend to take the line of least effort to let our children, like Topsy, just grow, counting perhaps on the schools to teach our youngsters love for their country and that essential element of good citizenship, good sportsmanship. Of course, the schools do a great deal, but they simply cannot do it alone. Rather, it is every parent's duty to teach his children what it means to be a good American. Not by preaching, for that is like water off the proverbial duck's back, but by precept, by example. After all, how can we expect to develop a new generation of unprejudiced Americans if we at home let them hear us falling into those same tired old errors of referring to any group of our fellow Americans as if they were all alike, all good, all bad, all smart, all stupid, or all anything? Yes, the teachings of our children is a mighty task, made simple by just being good citizens ourselves. And now, the shadow. Lamont Cranston and Margot Lane are on the trail of a gang dealing in stolen art treasures. They pay a visit at the castle-like home of an eccentric refugee collector. As they try to get in the front door, there's a shot from within the house.
What was that?
Pistol shot. Can't waste a minute, Margot. We've got to get in there fast. Come on.
What happened? Please, be careful.
What went on in here?
My wife. Someone shot. Someone has blown up my wife.
Lamont, look.
Yes, I see. Heart. Who did this?
My wife and I were... We were going to the door to answer your knocking when the shot came out of nowhere.
Took him out to study.
Thieves. Someone was answered in the study.
Must have heard you in the corridor, but why should they shoot?
What is happening? I have a shot.
It is Marie, her brother. She's been shot.
Marie? Oh, poor Marie. Who did this burglar?
Yes, thieves, I suppose.
Oh, my treasures. They've robbed my treasures.
Oh, they were interrupted. Nothing is gone.
Good. These people, who are they?
My name is Cranston. This is Miss Lane. We came out here to see if we could help you.
We have need of help. Hamid, there's nothing missing. You're sure?
Yes, I suppose.
Good. I was afraid. I must go rest. This excitement.
Before you go, Mr. Bruder, were you alone upstairs?
Yeah,
it seems quite obvious that the bullet that killed Marie was fired from above. The line of the bullet is down.
I do not understand. I saw no one.
They may have escaped while mein Herr was arising. Kapuda's eyes are not very good, Mr. Cranston.
I must get to bed. I cannot stand this excitement.
Could I help you, Mr. Bruder?
Better let him yield to that, Margot. I think you and I should attempt to notify the police.
Come there, Bruder. I will be right down, Mr. Cranston.
What do you think?
I think the shadow had better have a talk with Emil when he comes down, Margot. I want you to make certain Mr. Bruder doesn't leave his room.
My poor Marie. I must get out of here before the police.
You seem upset, Emil.
Who said that?
Don't bother looking around. I'm here at your elbow, but you cannot see me. No one sees the shadow, Emil.
Shadow? What do you want?
Who killed your wife, Emil?
I don't know. I heard the shot. I saw her fall. It must have been the thief.
Perhaps this thief exists only in your mind.
No, you must believe me. I saw him. He had the gun.
Oh, so you saw the burglar, Emil?
Yes. He was named Lucky. He wanted us to help him steal the paintings, but he would not.
And so this Lucky killed her?
I don't know. Marie took his gun. She was going to turn him over to the police. Suddenly there was a shot.
Who fired it? Who is upstairs, Emil?
I don't know.
Tell me who.
There was no one upstairs. But that boulder.
All right, Emil. I'll look for room. Because if you've lied, I want you to be here to answer to the shadow.
Under the house, what do you suppose they were used for?
Storage. These wilds, the owners probably had to store enough food for a whole winter in the old days.
I still don't see what we're doing down here.
Looking for some evidence of the man Luke that Emil swears held a gun on him for aid.
He may be gone by now.
They think so. You're sure the old man can't get out of his room?
Positive. Here's the only key to his room. It's about 100-foot drop from the window right over the cliff.
Good. Well, see anything down here? Turn that flash down.
Oh, what do you see?
Here, a set of footprints in the dust. Leading this way.
But where do they go? They stop right at this wall.
Just as I thought. Find the catch on this section. There it is.
What is it?
Old refrigerating chamber built into the houses in the old days. Usually with a hidden door. Stand back, Margo.
Come on, look!
Good Lord!
Is he dead, Lamont?
Yes, Margo, he's dead.
Who is it? Lamont, who is it?
Mr. Bruder.
Bruder? But it can't be. I just left him. He was locked in his room.
It's Bruder, all right. There's no doubt in the world about it.
But it can't be, Lamont. It can't be.
Easy, Margo.
Margo,
I want you upstairs, one of the guest rooms. Lock yourself in and don't come out for anybody until I call you.
You think I'm in danger?
I think that the man behind this won't hesitate a moment to commit another murder. And I don't want you to be the victim.
What the hell, you? This is dangerous for us to be back in this.
The man no one can see.
Getting out and I'm taking as much of this as I can with me. Stop talking to Pat.
It's the invisible man. If he comes back and finds you, he'll let me out of
here. I've been having bad dreams. There's no such thing as a man you can't see.
He talked to me. I swear to
him.
I...
Stolen. I'll be behind the drake. One word out of the way and you get it. You understand?
I understand.
Hello, Emil. Well, what's this?
I thought it best, Mr. Cadson, to pack up the treasure.
I told you the police don't like things touched.
I cannot help it. My first concern must be for the Bruder.
Suppose I were to tell you that Herr Bruder is dead.
Dead? The Bruder dead? And they killed him. Mr. Cadson.
Yes?
Quick, a man with a gun behind the curb. Emil, your next cover is what you say. Let go of my arm. That gun, let go of it.
Set in. The servants Bruder had sent to Europe all arrived. realized they didn't know Bruder by sight, so you carried on the masquerade. It gave you the inspiration for the whole plot.
Nice, all right.
Instead of looting the collection yourself, you let Emile and Marie steal it piece by piece and sell it to you as Mr. Otto for a fraction of its value.
Why should I do that?
Because it gave you a victim on which you could pin the murder of Bruder. It gave you the fabulous collection at a ridiculous price, and it gave you two ready-made fall guys for the thievery.
Anyway, everything you say is true. I am Mr. Otto. But you won't live to tell this story to anyone. I'll see to that.
You're counting on your bodyguard, Lukey.
Lukey! Where is he?
In the study, securely tied up with the police.
I'm getting out. Don't try to stop me.
Shadow, he's getting away.
He won't get very far. Listen. Mr. Otto walked right into the hands of a welcoming committee from the police.
Well, Lamont, you were right. Lukey has confessed his part in the plot and has turned safe evidence.
But even without his evidence, the police has enough to put an end to Mr. Otto's unsavory career, Margot.
It was Mr. Otto, then, who killed Marie?
Yes, Margot. He was standing at the head of the stairs. He saw she'd gotten Lukey's gun and was ready to tell the police everything. So he shot her.
Bet Mr. Otto got an awful shock after killing Bruder to have the two servants walk in.
Yes, Margot, but gave him an idea. An idea that was to result in two more murders and a one-way, no-return trip for him.
Is this a question you've been wanting to ask about heart disease? Are any heart diseases curable? Part of the answer is yes. There are certain types of heart disease which can be cured through surgery, others through drugs. But there is still much to be learned about heart diseases and the causes of rheumatic fever, high blood pressure, and hardening of the arteries. That's why the American Heart Association needs your help now to carry on urgently needed research and educational programs that will help combat this great enemy to our public health. For, in spite of medical progress, heart diseases still take one American life every minute. Give and give generously to your local Heart Association or to the American Heart Association, Box 550, New York City. Once again, The Shadow.
This story is copyrighted by Street & Smith Publications, Incorporated. All names and places are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Listen again next week, same time, same station, when The Shadow will again demonstrate that
the weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay.